The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Very interesting ice cream flavor coming to all of us. DJ Automatic has all the details in food news. Hot is hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the check engine poppy.
All right, so a new report found that over 15% of all student loan borrowers are delinquent and could see their credit scores drop. That is going to be updated here in the next few months. If you're not paying your student loans, the deferred is no longer happening.
What?
Yeah. I thought when they were dismantling the Department of Education, which isn't really going to happen, it's an executive order. I don't think we're really going to see anything happen. I thought, oh, you can just say bye to student loans. No. All the bad parts stay and all the good parts go. Anthony, are you up to date on your loans?
Yeah. Who are you asking for?
Oh, no.
Who are you working for, dog?
What the pocket watching over
nobody,
here?
Nobody. Automatic paid his off and it was one of the happiest days of his life. I didn't like it too much because most of it was student loans for partying.
I was going to say, I remember the day my dad paid his off. It was a big deal. The day I paid mine off was a big deal. It's a great day. Look forward to it,
I'll
people.
Never have that memory of partying in Miami with that student loan money that you do. Though, but anyway, what's the food news you got?
There is a new flavor of ice cream out, and it is called Frida breast milk ice cream. And they feel like people want to try it because over 70% of women have sampled their own breast milk and 29% of men are very interested in it. So they brought it to the people.
I remember DJ Automatic and Anthony, you both tried breast milk that one time.
We
had a very lovely listener who volunteered and she brought you guys a bottle in.
I had tried to block that.
I don't know how. It's on social media. I'm going to throw that up today, actually. Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. It's a natural thing. You drink milk. You drink from the teat of a cow.
Nah, bro. Putting it in ice cream is not natural.
No.
That's psychotic. That's crazy.
Are you going to try it?
No. Hell no. Not at all. That's gross.
Why would somebody want that?
Maybe, unless they remixed it a little bit and came out with like a horchata flavor. That would be on brand, right?
Throw a little chocolate in there. I might try it.
Horchata breast milk. It's a breast milk milkshake. All right. Anyway, what do we have for National Day?
All right. Let's go to kick it off with National Hot Tub Day.
Hot tub.
All right, and that's where that ends. I was going to say, cool the Jets, but that joke wasn't working. All right. And we also have National Something on a Stick Day. So it doesn't matter if you love corn dogs, kebabs, or caramel apples.
I'll take all three.
Shout out to chicken on a stick.
Hello.
Chicken on a stick with a little jalapeno on there. It's so good. Corn dogs, the best part is a little batter that leaks down to the bottom. So good. And caramel apple, I'll eat them. I don't care if they're messy and sloppy and get inside my teeth. Let's go.
I'm going to hit you with a fun fact. 2/3 of Americans say they would rather spend a day alone with their cat than their significant other. On that note, it is National Respect Your Cat Day.
I believe it. Cats are something else. Cats are, they're a little standoffish, but
they're amazing creatures.
They are. When they want to cuddle, right, they get near you, and they are amazing. It's like having a mini lion. It's like living with a mini lion. They're just
they're also the best exterminators out there, too.
Natural. They'll kill your mice. They'll eat the cockroaches.
They're the kings of YouTube.
I don't know. They really put YouTube on their on the map.
Yeah, they did.
Have you ever watched that video on TikTok where this guy puts like a little baby camera, like a baby GoPro, on his cat, and he goes, and we get excited.
Those are my favorite videos to watch because it made me want to get a cat because I just want to get a GoPro cat.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's down in the DM, it touched my soul. It hurt my heart because Melinda, you know, her husband Connor is on TikTok constantly. He's addicted. Oh, now he wants to meet with an influencer. And I'm thinking to myself, it is about to go down in the DM. Ooh. He is stepping out and it didn't go down in the DM, but it took a twist.
Yeah, what kind of class and why didn't you tell me?
It's nothing. I don't even want to do it anymore, you know?
No, just tell me.
Yeah, what's the big deal? What kind of class?
It's a cooking class.
Well, why wouldn't you tell her?
A cooking class? Yeah, I cook for you every day.
You're a horrible cook. That's why.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that was coming.
I'm sorry, but...
you love my cooking.
I really don't.
Okay.
I don't love
it. Are you comparing my cooking to your mom's again?
I've never compared your cooking to my mom's because there is no comparison.
Oh, my... Oh, that hurt right there. That hurt right there. He's basically saying, my mom's a good cook and you're a bad cook. He's trying to learn something. Here's why I'm Team Connor on this one. Because I always say, if you got a problem, you don't like it, do it yourself. Connor's trying to do it himself. He's trying to cook for the familia on his own. He is not wanting to depend on Melinda's cooking. I feel bad though because there's a way to go about it, and getting some influencer to teach you to cook, not it. Why don't you take a cooking class together, Connor? How about that? How about say let's do this for date night, or I don't know, sliding behind your wife's back.
Yeah, scheduling cooking classes.
And then telling her, I hate your cooking. Pretty much, he didn't say it like that, but he might as well have said it.
Well, because
I saw this happen firsthand in my own life. My dad, he just broke one day and he just took the food from the stove and he threw it in the trash and he was like, I hate your cooking. I can't take it anymore.
Oh my gosh, Automatic. Mama Matic told me when that happened and she said she was so hurt. See what I'm saying? Your dad hurt your mom's feelings.
But one upside to it, my mom didn't have to cook anymore. And the other thing was, is my dad was a great cook and he handled it from there on out. And everyone was happy. Everyone, like, life was just better in our house. We didn't have to eat chow mein anymore, whatever that was that my mom would make and call it chow mein.
So your mom had one dish she only made?
Well, Dana, I don't want to sit here and bag on my mom's cooking. You know how bad my mom's cooking
is. No, I don't. Your mom's made me two things, okay? Two things. She's made seafood croquet and she makes a green chile chicken casserole. And they both are amazing. So I don't know. I really have never had the bad food you speak of.
Because she didn't want to embarrass herself in front of you. That's why she'll do those. Those are her two dishes that she can go to. Those
That's
are her
go-tos. Good.
Beyond that, she's making beans and weenies.
Okay. Hey, you know, you got to respect somebody who knows, you know, hey, this is my go-to. I stick to the fundamentals. This is my game. I like that a lot.
And Anthony, not everybody enjoys cooking. I actually enjoy cooking. I will make a 5-6-course meal for the whole family for the holidays. Yeah. I'm going to make the full spread. Now, I'll complain about it as I'm doing it and when I'm done because that's what I do. But I enjoy watching people eat my food. I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good cook. I believe there's
you know
only
those
one
meal
thing.
Prep services, Aunt, that that you can buy and they ship you the stuff to make it? I bought it for my mom, and she was like, oh, like 2 days in. She was like, these meals are great. A week later, she was like, I hate cooking. Don't ever buy me those things again.
That was cooking to her. The meal prep was cooking to her. But she doesn't like it. So why, Melinda, the woman who called us about the down of the DM, maybe she likes it, but you're not good at it. Let Connor take over. Let him be the one, because saying to someone they're a bad cook is not the right way to go about it. You're hurting the feelings of a family member. You've got to understand that that's not okay.
I think that's solid advice to give to her. And also, you guys can also talk to us on the firsthand thing, because you mentioned at the end of the down in the DM call that you have a dish, Dana, that you're not good at making. And Automatic, how did you approach your wife when she tried to whip you up her, I guess,
my Chinese dish?
Infamous.
Well, first of all,
I took my dad's approach. I just was straight up. I just told her. I didn't throw it in the trash, but I just looked her in the eye and I said, that's not your strongest dish, okay, Dana?
And then I tried again.
Dang.
I tried following the recipe
again.
And it's a Chinese dish, okay? And so I'm following the recipe to a T, and I start looking up the recipe, like, whose recipe is this? It's not even a Chinese person!
No!
Rachel Ray Chinese food.
That's what it was.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sleep compatibility, bedroom compatibility is a really big deal when you enter into a relationship. And it's not something you think of right away. My good girlfriend, Jade, she was with this guy, David. And these are both extremely beautiful people, right? She's beautiful. He's beautiful. Everything's good. And then she decides one day to do something very nice for him. Jade is like, Dana, I washed his sheets. I'm like, I'm going to wash his sheets. She cleaned the entire apartment. She strips down the bed, takes the pillowcases, you know.
Oh, no.
And then notices that his pillow is yellow.
No.
Spotted yellow. No. She said, first of all, I noticed he was a mouth breather. She said, that was very unattractive. But now I know he's a drooler.
Mm.
And she broke it off.
Shout
because of the mouth drooling?
She freaking told me, I can't do it. She's like, now that I saw the pillow. You know, she washed the pillow.
Oh, you know, he's had that pillow for like decades.
Oh my God. Yeah, pillow. Change the pillow. Do some washable pillow.
I've never changed my pillows. I think I inherited
Anthony,
my pillows.
No.
Yeah,
I think
I've been rocking with the same pillows probably since pre-pandemic, to be honest.
What? No, they make pillow covers now.
Yeah.
They also make new pillows that you can buy.
Automatic. I change our pillows.
Hey,
very
married
frequently.
Man. You too. Yeah, Automatic.
You know what? I always took my pillows seriously. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to ask your wife for some further information. Dana, when you
go ahead. Let him know.
Okay. Honestly, I wouldn't even spend the night at this man's house. I don't even think he ever washed a comforter before he met me.
Them sheets were my pillows nice?
I don't know. I didn't. I don't know. We had a lot of couch
time. I know they
time.
Were nice because I had gone to TJ Maxx recently before we had met.
Okay, maybe.
I had purchased some pillows.
Maybe.
Because my girlfriend before said I had bad pillows.
There you go. Maybe. Well, I didn't never find out because the comforter wasn't clean and the sheets were scratchy. Do you remember the first moment you put your legs into my bed? What did you say?
Ooh, these are nice.
What is? No, you said, what is this? I said, 600 thread count, baby.
I've
That's
never
what
even
that
heard
is.
Of that before. I know I'm a thread count snob.
I've laid in a woman's bed and been like, oh my God, I hope I showered good enough.
I hope I don't leave a mark in my dirty body in her clean bed.
Sleep compatibility is a tricky thing because it's something you can't go and talk about right away. You
no,
can't really cross that bridge until you get there.
Speaking of when Automatic and I first met, he used to come to my house and he would spend the night and it would kind of bother me. Of course, I wanted him there, but he would stay and I was afraid to go to sleep and snore because I'm really tired. So I'd have to wait for him to leave. He would always leave right when the sun came up. I'd be like, hurry up, hurry up.
You were that concerned with that? I was passed out. I wouldn't even notice. Was I mouth breathing drooler?
I don't know. I was just waiting to get the ram in, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.